With Congress now back in session, advocates for mental health are pushing for action on bills pending in both the House and Senate that would boost funding, increase access, and encourage innovation in that field. Among them is Angela Kimball, Associate Director of Policy and Legal Affairs for the National Alliance on Mental Illness. She likes the comprehensive approach in the proposed legislation.
Medicare has always had a 190-day lifetime limit on inpatient psychiatric treatment. That will be eliminated if this bill passes. It also includes a lot of support in terms of grants to improve mental health and substance abuse disorder services on college campuses, suicide prevention programs, support for early intervention of mental illness, and importantly, training and support for primary care physicians to identify and treat mental illness.
The legislation is written to mesh with the Affordable Care Act, Kimball adds, and to facilitate access to mental health care for people who have recently gained new health insurance coverage.
What this legislation does is bolster mental health programs throughout the country so that when people have that increased access through the Affordable Care Act, there's actually something for people to go to.
That, in particular, is something that Dr. Bert Epstein sees benefiting people here in the North Bay.
The real crunch that we have is when people have health care, but they have a high deductible or a high copay. In effect, they don't really have health care because the costs of using it are so substantial.
Epstein, a Petaluma psychologist who is the Assistant Director of Student Health and Mental Health Services at Santa Rosa Junior College, is also optimistic that the proposed grant programs could expand local treatment options.
The proposed legislation has a number of grants that could expand services throughout the community. These grants have the potential to increase the number of providers throughout the community in a number of different venues, and that's something in which we all benefit.
Other aspects of the bills, notes Angela Kimball, are meant to provide better training for law enforcement and reduce inappropriate responses to individuals having mental health crises.
It would bolster training for law enforcement, for the criminal justice system, to understand more about mental illness and to respond in a different way that de-escalates rather than escalates situations. Our goal is that we don't involve law enforcement in times of crisis, but reach out and help people get the treatment and support that they need before law enforcement ever shows up.
Next week is the annual Mental Illness Awareness Week. Kimball suggests that's a good time to lobby legislators to act.
It's in the House Energy and Commerce Committee. And people like Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi and Representative Anna Eshoo have a really important role to play right now in getting that legislation onto the floor for a vote.
I'm Bruce Robinson for KRCB's North Bay Report.